Welcome to In Season. I'm your host, Teresa Retzloff, and we're here to explore the farms and gardens of the Lower Columbia Pacific region. And with me today are three women that I am so excited to speak with. We have in the studio Nan Devlin, who's the tourism director of Tillamook County and with Visit Tillamook Coast, Lauren Sorg, who's the executive director of Food Roots, and Allison Gardner, who's the Access to Local Food Program coordinator for Food Roots as well. So welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the topic we're going to be talking about today is agritourism, which is a complicated and interesting word. But before we delve into that, I just want to have each of you maybe talk a little bit about, you know, who you are and what organization you're with and kind of the work that you do here. So, Nan, why don't we start with you?
Sure. So I'm Nan Devlin, and the tourism director for the organization Visit Tillamook Coast from Tillamook County.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been an organization for not quite 3 years.
Oh, so pretty recent,
yeah, so
huh?
I'm the first director, and we...
How's it going?
Yeah. I still think I'm on the first week. It's been such a blur. But yeah, it's been going wonderful. And we're embarking on this culinary agritourism effort, which has been one of the main tenets of our whole program.
Wonderful. What about you, Allison?
I'm Allison Gardner, and I work with Food Roots. We're a nonprofit based in Tillamook County that works on food system education. So we do a whole gambit of things, and my program in specific is the Access program. So that's working with farmers markets, doing their SNAP match programming, and teaching adult gardening classes. And I have been attending many of the agritourism thinking meetings that have been happening in our county lately to connect farmers to this exciting opportunity.
So cool. And what about you, Lauren?
Yeah, so I'm the executive director of Food Roots, and as Allison mentioned, we have access to local food programming, and we connect consumers to producers, and then we do education work, so we also work at all three school districts in Tillamook County, and we offer farm-to-school programming, and we work with the Oregon Department of Agriculture and the National Food Corps Program to do direct lessons and farm visits and field trips with students, and that's amazing to get to do that and teach kids where their food comes from. And then our third program leg is our Farm and Food Business Support Program, and so we provide tools and resources for farms and farmers to grow their businesses and have sustainable, successful food businesses. Yeah,
you guys do such amazing work. I'm always so excited to hear what you're up to. And this whole agritourism thing is really exciting to me. It's something that I've long been interested in. So I want to kind of dig into first, like, the word agritourism. And I know we were all talking about this. And like, what is agritourism? And I know that you guys have all recently been through some workshops and trying to look at definitions of that. So maybe, like, can you, like, give us some ideas about what that means?
Well, from the visitor approach, which is what I focus on, is just the experience of being on a farm, being with the makers, and it's also not just related to farms.
Uh-huh.
It's also fishers and brewers and winemakers and chefs.
So it's local food and drink production.
Really locally produced foods.
Okay. So it has, even though it's like agricultural tourism, it has a lot. It's a broader umbrella than that. Yeah. Do you guys have anything you would add to that?
Yeah. And I would say that also in the perspective of the food entrepreneur and small farmers especially, it's a way to diversify their income stream at the farm. And it's, a way to connect consumers with the people that grow.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because I feel like, you know, even just the word agritourism, it's just, you know, feels like it's kind of one of those new words that you don't really know what it means. But to me, the concept of agritourism has been happening for a really long time. And you think about farms for generations have been, you know, having hay rides or pumpkin patches or a corn maze or a farm stand or stuff like that. And that's all agritourism.
Yes.
And farms for a long time have been using those to, like you said, diversify their income and provide additional income streams. Mm-hmm. So it's not just about selling carrots and potatoes or a side of beef or, you know, a bouquet of flowers, but there's other income streams as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what? So you've had some funding and investment from Travel Oregon, you were saying. So tell us a little bit about that, Nan, and maybe how that got all this started.
Sure. So Travel Oregon has a destination development department.
Mm-hmm.
And for years they've been conducting really extensive rural tourism studio programs that often went on for several weeks in a large community.
Mm-hmm.
About 3 or so years ago, they started doing a little more focused workshops in rural tourism studios. And one of the ones they developed last year was a culinary agritourism one.
Oh, cool.
And it's less time-consuming as far as, like, having to come to a lot of meetings.
Okay.
It's actually a 2-day intensive workshop. So we applied for that. A Visit Tillamook Coast applied for that last fall, and we were granted that workshop in spring, and we had a 2-day workshop that it was so wonderful to see how many people showed up for this.
Really? Like, what kind of attendance did you have?
Well, we had about 65 people throughout the county, and they, Tribal Oregon told us it was the most heavily or most, you know, attended of all the studio workshops that they had done.
Wow.
So there was a lot of, there's a lot of energy around making this happen in Tillamook County, and I actually credit a lot of that to the fact that many of the farms, most of the farms in Tillamook County are now in their 4th and 5th generation.
Wow.
And that's mostly the dairy farming, but mm-hmm. also other farms. And, of course,
absolutely.
Fisheries have been around for just as long.
Yeah, so you have those commercial fishing families that have, you know, for that's generations right. been doing that as well.
And we had farmers and fishers and brewers and chefs and food routes and a lot of lodging folks that do that serve local foods at their breakfasts or their dinners were there, and there was so much enthusiasm. So we've tried to do a lot of follow-up meetings, and there's still as much enthusiasm
going forward. That's really exciting.
Well,
I mean, I think that it's so cool. You know, speaking as a farmer myself, I mean, looking at agritourism activities, it is that great way to potentially add some value, diversify your income, maybe provide some income in a season when you don't normally have income,
sure.
and allow people to engage and visit your farm. Maybe, you know, I think also we should talk a little bit about, you know, what activities are agritourism and what are not, because sometimes there's some confusion about what's allowed and what's not allowed. So mm-hmm. Do you guys have opinions on that? Do you want to weigh in? I know, Allison, you were talking about, like, kind of brainstorming about that.
Yeah, I think Food Roots' work around agritourism also goes back to our food guide that we've been putting out with partners across the counties for several years now, and in that there was always a section for our farmers to sign up whether they wanted people to come visit their farm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the starting point of agritourism, is do you want someone to come visit your farm if you're thinking from a producer mentality? And then you expand that to, do you want to hold an event?
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about events, it gets a little tricky, because things like weddings fall mm-hmm. into a different category than things like hay rides or farm-to-table dinners.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah, as I understand it, like, it has to be related to agriculture. Mm-hmm. So just, like, hosting a wedding on your farm simply because it's taking place on a farm is not, you know, technically agritourism, mm-hmm. But a farm-to-table dinner is, because the whole point is serving food from the farm and having people experience the food on the mm-hmm. farm. Yeah.
And one of the great parts of our rural studio that we participated in was that our county planning department came mm-hmm. and they really talked to everyone who was gathered there about what specifically is allowed in Tillamook County, to give people mm-hmm. a clear picture of where we could and couldn't go. And we have some great resources at our county of people who are just really willing to sit down and talk with you if you're thinking about hosting an event. And so it's been
to kind
really
of understand what the parameters are. Well, I just wanted to wade in here and say that for those of you listening in Clatsop County, I've been really fortunate to be participating in an advisory committee for our county to help our county update our land use codes for agriculture and forestry lands so that some of these agritourism activities could be allowed. There's a kind of a state code that had a lot of this language in it. So these are things that the state of Oregon allows to have happen on agricultural lands, but Clatsop County just hadn't updated its land use code for a number of years. And so we've been looking to incorporate some of that language into the county code so that you know, farmers and, you know, fishermen and you know, rural property owners who have that, who could participate in agritourism activities, will now be allowed to go to the county and get a permit for, you know, their farm-to-table dinner or whatever they want to do. So bear with us. It's probably going to be the end of 2017 before that actually, you could actually walk in and get a permit to do these things. But it's in process. So, and there'll definitely be some hearings. We'll be having some, like, community participatory meetings. So if you see notice about that, you know, come and weigh in. And maybe we'll be able to learn from our neighbors to the south, because I'm so inspired by what you're doing. So what kind of things are in the works?
Oh, gosh. Well, so with this Rural Tourism Studio, we are allowed to apply for a $10,000 grant as a result of that workshop.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That workshop. So I just got that application in, and what we plan to do and what the group came to a consensus on is that our theme is food, farm, fish, and forage.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because it all encompasses this culinary, because it's not just agritourism, it's culinary as well.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to do a map and a website.
Okay.
And then I'm applying for another grant through Travel Oregon through their Wine Country License Plate program to put on a food festival next year.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
So it would feature foods from Tillamook County.
Yeah. Yes. And there's a lot going on. We've also, I know, kind of sketched out a 10-year plan, and
well, it's nice to know where you're headed.
Yeah.
You got to have a plan.
We have tour guides that take people to farm visits.
Okay.
That'll be a part of the program. We're hoping to get maybe a Food Roots cookbook out there.
Ooh.
That'd be great. You know, there are a lot of things.
Well, it's interesting. When something like this happens, you have so many ideas, and it's so exciting. And I think it's really important to have all those ideas bubble to the top, and then maybe some of them happen, maybe some of them don't, but you get people excited and inspired seeing the possibilities. Because in some ways, I feel like, you know, there's so many people that visit the coast anyway. Visitors are coming here.
Yes, they are.
Regardless. Mm-hmm. And if you can find ways to engage with them on these levels, especially where it's like providing income streams for locally owned businesses like this, that's so exciting and such a positive experience for people. I am just looking at the time, and I'm going to take this opportunity to remind everyone that you are listening to Coast Community Radio at KMUN Astoria 91.9 FM and KTCB Tillamook at 89.5 FM. We're streaming live at coastradio.org. And if you are just joining us for today's In Season, we're talking about agritourism with Nan Devlin. She's the tourism director of Tillamook County and with Visit Tillamook Coast, and Lauren Sorg and Allison Gardner from Food Roots, a local food organization based in Tillamook County. And agritourism, agricultural tourism, is, I think, a really exciting prospect for rural counties. I know throughout Oregon, but it seems like especially here on the coast, because we do get these huge waves of visitors coming to the coast anyway. And I know we were talking earlier before the show about how, Nan, you were pointing out like people are more interested in experiences now rather than things. So talk a little bit more about what some of the research is showing you.
Sure. So the research is really consistent in that the last several years, especially for millennials, but their influence is spreading throughout the generations, and that is people are coming because they want a local experience. They want to meet the fisherman. They want to meet the person who makes the jam that from the berries that they grow on their farms.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more about that and walking away, like kind of having your life changed just a little bit for having met people and done things that are wonderfully local.
Mm-hmm. And kind of unique to that place somewhere.
Very unique. And that and that's different from before, when you would go someplace and maybe stay in a brand hotel or stay
and want to eat in like a brand, you know, like a national chain restaurant.
That's
because
right.
The food was familiar. Now people are
that's
seeking.
Right. And then go shopping at a mall.
Yeah.
That's totally changed. It is about having that experience, those memories, you know,
and that you couldn't have anywhere else.
Couldn't wear anywhere else.
Yeah, it seems like we've got a lot of opportunity for that all up and down the coast. Yeah, yes. Are you guys seeing that as well through your work at Food Roots?
We do. We definitely do, and we work a lot this time of year with our farmers markets, and it's exciting to be there and talk to the different people that are coming through our county. We have lots of visitors that come through all of our markets, and Tillamook County is fortunate enough to have 4 farmers markets Friday through Sunday. No matter where you are, you probably have a great chance of finding a farmers market. Mm-hmm. And I think the word and the feeling is getting out there that if people are having these local experiences and they're investing in these small businesses, they're really supporting the economy of where they're visiting. And it's an exciting trend for our communities.
Are you getting good response from farmers down there? I mean, do you feel like that's something that they're open to, that they're interested in?
Yeah. At all of these meetings that we've been through throughout the past 2 years, farmers are so excited, and there's almost more excitement to do these agritourism opportunities than there is knowledge of how they get there. And the Travel Oregon folks have been really great, and they've developed this agritourism kind of guidebook of what
I saw that. It's so good. It's really helpful.
It's really good. And they're like, who do you need to ask these questions to? And so there's a lot of support happening in the background for food producers and business owners.
In talking about that, that's like a PDF that you can download. So if anyone's listening to this and they're interested in what we're talking about, it's a resource that Travel Oregon put together. And I think if you go to the Travel Oregon website, you'd be able to, and search for agritourism handbook.
Yeah,
you'll be able to find that and download. It's really worth reading if you're, you know, a farmer, a fisherman, you know, local food, anything, and you're interested in this topic. That's a great place to start with a lot of good questions.
It also includes information about farm stays. And in many counties, opening up your farm to overnight guests. There are a lot of rules and regulations around that. And they're, I think in Tillamook County, it's like you have to have like 5 bedrooms in order to do that. I mean, it's really, there. And we're working on.
This isn't that, putting people out in your back field in a tent.
No. Although I'm sure during the eclipse this year, that might happen. There are some really strict rules. And there were several people that worked on that handbook that had farm stays. And they informed that handbook.
Yeah, I know there's definitely, I've been to a number of workshops at small farm conferences over the years that have looked at agritourism and talked about different things that farms do. And in some ways they're surprised at how much that actually provides them with an income stream that then allows them to keep doing the farming that they love. It takes some of the pressure off, you know, if you have a crop failure or if, you know, something happens, but you have this steady background. And then they also talk about how wonderful it is to connect with, you know, people who live in more urban environments or people who just, you know, are from another country or who, you know, live in a different part of the country and their experience visiting your region and really connecting with what you do there and how important that is. And I think how, you know, we romanticize going off and staying on a farm in Italy and like you hear about all these like, or France, and you have these, and I'm like, I'd love to do that. I'm like, I'm woofing on those farms. I'm like, yeah, but you could do that here. And I think people, you know, I'm sure people coming from other countries can have that same experience here, and it helps you see your region through new eyes.
And also there's also a part of farm stays that having worked on my grandparents and aunt and uncle's farms in the summers, I don't particularly find this, you know, like a relaxing vacation, but people do want to stay on farms and take part in the work, and they bring their families.
Yeah.
And they all take part. And I think it's a wonderful thing to do. I'm using the word wonderful a lot.
No.
This is a conversation.
But it really is. I know.
And it teaches kids about where the food comes from.
Absolutely.
Allows them to get in the dirt and work. Allows them to be around farm animals, which is something you can't do in the city.
Yeah. And those connections are so important. Allison, you were going to say something to that.
They really are important. And we at Food Roots see that a lot in our work with our farm to school work when we're engaging in schools, and the kids take that excitement home, and then they talk to their parents about like pulling that carrot out of the ground, like, did you know carrots grow in the ground? And these conversations that these kids get to have, and these experiences and the tastings that they get to have, I think they really take those home to their parents, and then their parents are like, oh, well, they're excited about this. So where could we stay? Where could we go? And so
where could we access this local food?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how do you find that when I go home, how do I seek out local food? Yeah. I mean, in some ways, I feel like it's ways for all of our regions throughout the country and all over the world to help build this culture of, you know, experiencing local economies and experiencing local food. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if someone from, you know, Delaware comes out to Tillamook and stays on a farm and experiences local food and is really excited about it, maybe when they go home to Delaware, they're going to go, wow, I want to find local farms in my region. I want to eat more local food. I want to experience that here. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they'll be inspired to start that local farm or do something. Well, but I think it can have that multiplying effect.
That's one of my ultimate goals, too, is to inspire people to maybe think about moving to the coast and starting a farm.
Yeah,
we're working on a mini documentary on agriculture, and I've seen the rough cuts, and I realized, wow, this is really a recruitment tool.
Yeah, there's a lot of opportunity, I think, mm-hmm. here for farming. There certainly isn't the levels of farming happening on the coast that there were historically. And yeah. I mean, I know that one of the biggest challenges is the land access and the price of land. You know, because land out here is not priced to be farmland.
That's right.
But that doesn't mean that it's not possible to find ways to farm it. And certainly lots of people are. But then you also have these, like you were talking about, these generational farms, multi-generational farms that maybe can find a new engagement and a new lease on life, in a sense, with changing this concept.
And that's what we want to see also, the average age of farmers in Oregon is probably up to like 58 years old now, 57, 58 years old. And we want to see new farmers coming and growing, and that's the future of our food.
Absolutely. You need young people to get invested and to get engaged in farming. Speaking as someone who's only just recently entered my 50s and my body's starting to fall apart, I'm like, oh my God, you need young people to do this. I mean, but it's true. I think there's a lot of wisdom that comes from farming, and certainly older farmers have a lot of skills to pass on, but you really do need that young energy
and
new
seen
ideas.
That trend at Food Roots, the folks that we engage with our farm and food business support programming, we see that there have been younger, newer farmers that are moving to the area, and they're looking for resources and tools, and so we do work to try to connect them with existing farmers that have been here and know the land and know the challenges of growing in our maritime climates. And, and how do we transfer that knowledge? And we have great resources in Tillamook, like the Extension and Food Roots.
There are so many wonderful resources out there, and I'm so excited and so inspired by what you're doing. I hope that, you know, all up and down the Oregon coast and in, you know, Southern Washington County, everyone who's, you know, within our listening range can be inspired by this. And certainly, you know, if you're hearing something that you're interested in, I think, you know, definitely you could contact, you know, Food Roots or visit Tillamook Coast and ask questions and or contact Travel Oregon and find out how to bring some of this engagement to your region, because it seems like the more that we all participate in this, you know, we can build some really wonderful connections all up and down the coast and provide people with that coastal experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
And as we go forward over the next few months and really plan this trail across Tillamook County of farm and food and fish businesses that people can stop in and experience, like, we really are looking for folks who want to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. And so if you know of somebody, or if you are interested yourself
and you have a farm and you want people to visit, reach out.
Well, actually, so this would be a good point for you guys to talk about, how do people get in touch with you? So maybe like talk about how do they reach Food Roots and how do they get in touch with Visit Tillamook Coast. And
sure. My email is really simple. It's nan at tillamookcoast.com.
Cool.
And that's the best way to reach me. And I can talk your ear off. Be prepared.
Get in touch with
prepared.
Nan. I know. Yeah. And what about for Food Roots?
You can reach Food Roots 503-815-2800, or our website is foodrootsnw.org.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
NW as in Northwest.
Yeah. I understand.
The other Food Roots domain was taken. We came around 11 years ago.
I know. It's so frustrating when things like that happen. Yeah. Well, thank you all so much for sharing these experiences and your wisdom and all that you've learned and are learning. Mm-hmm. As I said, I think that this is just such an exciting opportunity for all of us here. To gain and to provide a really good visitor experience and to help support our local economies. So,
and I'd love to see this extend throughout the whole Oregon coast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Well, yes. Hopefully in the next few years it will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for joining us for In Season today. I really want to put a special thank you to Joanne Rideout for engineering for us today. Thank you, Joanne. And thanks for listening. And hopefully we'll talk with each other again soon. Bye.
Oh, the gleam of my sweetest memory.